4GFW monitoring.
For HKX, what you monitoring, Ken?
I see if this radio still worked. Sounded kind of quiet.
It's a little quiet today. Been a couple guys on, off and on, but mostly quiet.
How was your day?
Sir, but we're not done yet.
Yeah, right.
Yep, got one more stop, and it's way out by you.
My neck of the woods on a Monday.
Trying to get by there last week and couldn't get there, and they're needing some stuff, so I'm going to go by this afternoon.
Get on Wade Hampton.
Up off of Fuse Bridge Road.
Yeah, it is.
It's up there.
It's up 101. Is it off of 101 or is it off of 290?
14 and 101.
You know, you can catch it over at Sandy Flats, but that's the wrong place. Kind of uneventful. A little cool for the start, but it worked out pretty good.
Glad everything went smooth for you. Uneventful days are sometimes a good day.
Yeah, a few minutes early. Tomorrow, the dog's got a vet appointment at 5 o'clock, kind of over there by the Jeep place there on Wade Hampton.
Back off of Wade Hampton.
Yes.
Really nothing in front of that other than woods, but it's right there between the gun store and the tire store.
You have a nice fenced-in area for the dogs and a dog walk and stuff like that through the woods, so it's not too bad.
So you getting off work early tomorrow afternoon?
30 minutes or so. Just enough for me to get home and be able to get there by 5.
Wade Hampton is that time of day.
Up down, probably cut down Taylor Road over there and go in the back way.
This is a good way.
Used to be good ways, or just cut through streets, and they're just as crowded as the main ones now. KN4 TFW.
Pretty much the way it is. People find out new ways to get around, and it pushes traffic out further and further.
Wade Hampton wasn't nothing today. It was a breeze. I made it home in almost record time.
I feel like where I've been today, too. I don't know what's going on. I guess with school out.
Get off for the first day of spring.
Tomorrow's the first day of spring, though, isn't it?
They started at like 5 o'clock today. At your house this morning?
Let me tell you. Somebody doubled there.
How about you?
Nope, I didn't hear you by that time.
Working. Somebody hit a couple of deer a few days ago, and man, there was only like 50 buzzards out there. Yeah, here right now. I put on a bigger coat last time at the house. It doesn't appear to be that windy. You get out here in the ball field, and man, the flag's flying straight out.
Wind's blowing it all over here on White Horse right now.
Not right now, isn't it? I don't even see a cloud in the sky anywhere.
You're over here. It's just blue as can blue can be.
Former N4DJC. Good afternoon, guys.
N4 TFW. I heard you call out a while ago, but I was just pulled up in the driveway.
You a little earlier, Patrick. I was kind of busy. I did some work on some other stuff. It just was upstairs here at the radio. I thought I'd give a shout. Hope you guys are having a good day. Sure, it's pretty today. It needs to be. It's supposed to be nice later in the week, I think, too. Up in the 70s, I hope.
But I think there's a chance of rain Friday and Saturday and Sunday when the last time I looked.
I'm ready for it to just go ahead and get warm.
I can't stand cold weather. I just don't. When you get old, your blood gets thin, I suppose. Somebody told me, said the thermostat don't work right and the furnace is going cold.
You fine with me if it stays around 70, 75 year round?
I don't mind it being cold outside. I don't like to be cold, though.
Pushed back from the heat pump to gas heat early last year. And I tell you one thing, it was actually cheaper than my heat pump was. It was hard to believe because we keep our house a little warmer than most people do. I got 2 units for upstairs, for 2 bedrooms upstairs and 1 for downstairs. I don't have a big of a house, but it worked out better to have 2 units. And tell you one, they made all the difference for, I guess. When that 180-degree heat comes out of there, it feels a lot better than that 90-degree heat or whatever it is that comes out of a heat pump.
I've got gas at the house, too. I've never had a heat pump. I went from wood heat to gas heat, and it took me a while to get used to that. I froze to death the first couple of years.
I don't either. We just had new furnaces put in last year or year before, and they're really working good. I mean, I can't complain at all.
It's had a fireplace for years. When we bought this house back in the 90s, this one didn't have a fireplace in it. Didn't really have a place to put it. I wish I'd held out and got me one that had a regular pool-sized fireplace in it or something like that, because nothing eats like wood. That's all there is to it. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, it's a little messy, but, man, it heats in. If you got good dry seasoned oak or something like that, man, I tell you one thing, it's efficient heating, especially if you got a big open room or something like that. It's just a whole different ball game entirely. Yeah, gas works good though. I mean, it's a whole lot better than heat pump. I changed the heat pump on this one thinking it would work okay, but it's just too cold. If you don't mind keeping that heat set at 66 or 67 degrees or 68, that's one thing. I like mine a little warmer than that.
Wood heat, I mean, it heats you multiple times. So, I mean, you're getting more bang for your buck for sure.
I rented the house because all the heat in it was a fireplace. Man, that wasn't any fun. Whatever I could cut on the weekend, it would all get burned up during the week. And next weekend, I'd have to go find a place to cut. Man, that was a rough winter.
Real fortunate we had, it wasn't ours, but it was all part of a family trust farm. Had about 121 acres, and they were always cutting wood out there and had a little dry shed up there in the late season. And I'd go back and give me a pickup truck load and take it all the way back to Rock Hill with me. and had a good friend of mine had a splitter. We'd get it out and split it one afternoon. Man, I tell you one thing, it heated good. It was a regular full-size brick fireplace in a brick house. Once you get that brick fireplace up, you right past that thing, it warms you everywhere from Sunday. And if I ever built another house, which I doubt I will, I'll probably stay here until I'm gone, but I think I'd build a brick. And even if it was a lot smaller, but gosh, asking so much money for housing now, I don't know if I could live in a shed or not.
Like I said, but the problem was there wasn't much insulation in the walls, so you went through some wood, and that's all we did growing up, it seemed like, was either getting wood or growing vegetables.
This house had the gas logs. It's got a real fireplace, but the gas logs are in it, and they're ventless, so, I mean, I get all the heat off of them, so, I mean, they'll heat the whole house in just a minute or two.
Had a real consideration putting ventless in here. I got a place to put it. I can put it on the back side of the house over here where it heat the living room and that sort of thing, but I just didn't really look into it that much. You know, in our age, it would be nice. The gas is, I put gas logs in one of my other houses that had a regular fireplace in it, but it wasn't a real fireplace. You know, it was just a little insert type deals, and all it did was suck all the heat out through the chimney instead of doing it the way it's supposed to do. But I was real fortunate. We didn't, you know, we had of course, gas was cheap back then. You know, you could run it. You could run it pretty warm. My mother, I asked my mother was living in Harvard. She lived till she was 97. Yeah, she got older. She kept running out of heat. And they deregulated the gas in Georgia about 15 years ago, maybe longer ago than that. Her gas bill was about $400 one month. And I said, Mother, I said, we're going to wrap you up in an electric blanket. I said, you can't afford this. But they had put in, that house was built back in the late 40s, and it didn't have any insulation much in the walls at all.
When I was growing up, Grandpa, he just took some old lumber, tearing down old houses when they built the plant, and that's what he built the house out of, and there wasn't no insulation anywhere any other than newspaper, and that was it.
I made it back to the house from our walk, so I'm going to say 7-3. Jerry, it was good to be able to talk to you, and Patrick, it was good talking to you, and that, and I guess I'll catch you guys another time. KN4TFW.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I've heard you. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Go ahead, Patrick.
Evening. Tell Miss Susan we said hello, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
My grandparents had a dais living in a brick house. It was built back in the 1920s, I think. It was one of the first ones in town. He was a engineer for the railroad, and they had a brick house. They had a little coal stove in the little living area there, and you know, that was just a little, looked like a little pot-belly, you know, stove type heater thing. And he got that old hard coal from, I forgot where he got it from. He'd been an engineer since the teens, I guess. He went through from steam to diesel before he retired. And he got some coal. I don't know whether it was that hard anthracite or whichever one. I think whichever one's the hard coal. And that stuff would burn all day long. And it was, you know, it wasn't clean burning like a lot of stuff is. But I tell you one thing, it was, sure was warm. And once that cast iron stove got warm, it heated the whole room up for a long time after the coal was gone.
We never had coal heat in the house, but the lady that lived next door, when before I was even in school, I would go over there and carry some in for her. She was a widow lady living by herself, had no indoor plumbing, and that was all she had for heat in the basement. So we'd go over and carry it in for her, and I remember doing that growing up. It's about the only thing I had to do with coal heat.
In the mid-50s, I guess, they of course, they both passed away in probably 65 or something like that. But, yeah, I remember them having you know, stoves, and they had electricity, too, but I remember that. I don't think they might have had a furnace, too, but oil furnace or something like that, maybe. But my wife's grandparents, they had the house, they had an old house, and it was, hey, back in those days when that house was probably built back in the 1880s, 1890s, and that house had had fireplaces in just about every room.
Some places up around the house like that, but none of them we had anything to do with. Most of the places, fireplace or one wood stove in it.
This one even had one fireplace upstairs, and it was, like I said, it was an old home. They'd lived there since, you know, 1925, and the house is still standing. They eventually closed it all off, you know, when they got electricity in the house, and they must have had a furnace or something. I don't remember what they had then. They made a, probably an old. We ran fuel oil for a long time. We just had one fuel oil furnace in our house, and we changed over to gas, and actually we had steam heat, where we had radiators, little small radiators going along the bottom of the baseboards there, and they put that in back in 60 or 61. Those things would keep a house warm too. It didn't have any you didn't have anything blowing, so you didn't have dust like you do with forced air ventilation, forced air heat, like you do nowadays. And we eventually, that was still in the house when I sold it back in 2012, I think. And somebody got in, whoever bought it had gotten in and put some blown-in insulation in. They were tickled to death with it. But it had asbestos on the outside. You always have to tell people about that sort of thing. And nowadays, but, you know, we never had any trouble out of you. I think if you keep it intact, you're okay. Patrick, I'm going to let you run on. I took up too much of your time. I know you're busy keeping your eyes on the road. You're probably headed home or close to home by now anyway. Good talking to you. Have a great afternoon, and I'll let you sometime later on. KO4HKX and poor DJC.
Everything's pretty much
that's all done now. We like we got the court date for the adoption that'll all take effect on the 17th of next month, and we'll definitely changing her name from what it is now to change her middle name and of course her the last name.
Call her around to help her out and take care of her.
Yeah, because the mother definitely, she's done better in stepping up with the child that she has, but she definitely didn't do well on this one. All right, Patrick, I'm here at the daycare. I'm going to say 73 for a few minutes. It's KO4PXB.
KO4HX. I'm clear.
Flex in the revolving door.
KO4HX.
I've been spending a good time listening to everyone talk to you and just thought maybe I'll say something now.
Did. I'm out here getting ready to fight traffic for a minute.
The old 85 playground out here. Dodging quick cars and slow trucks.
Making a left on the 290 off of 253, so we'll see how that goes.
53 is, but I'm fixing to go underneath 290.
I'm up above 85, upwards two lane.
Gonna try to get you on the input because I'm sure we're not too far away.
No, I don't travel all the time.
You got new customers, or are you just deciding to do something different?
Other customers that I do on a different day, they needed something this afternoon.
Say no to that.
And it's kind of on the way home, but not.
Get there anyway, eat leftovers, you know?
Yeah, that's about it. See you this weekend.
Lloyd was bringing up memories of Saturday. Cut the grass. I cut it once before, so it was time to cut it again because it was getting high enough you'll lose half the dog in it. And I went out and bought some fertilizer for it on Woodruff, but didn't put that down. I'll get that sometime this week before it gets up to 80. And they got the weed whacker out and made some carburetor adjustments on it, so now it's running again.
Everybody needs a good weed whacker.
Out there this weekend.
So a birthday party down at the Greenville Zoo, and then she wanted to go do a little bit of shopping that afternoon after we got done. So we went over to Woodruff Road and tolled around in that fun place for a couple hours, and then I went home.
It doesn't take long to burn up an hour on Woodruff Road.
I didn't get anywhere.
What you see and the places you can go in that 1 mile.
Yeah, that you'll see.
Makes Greenville look like a metropolis or something.
It makes it look like something. Probably shouldn't say that on the air, though.
Oh, man. Us city folks, we get used to it.
I don't mean any disrespect with it, but y'all can have it. I like being able to get away from it.
If a rush hour is let the deer cross the street.
Not that anymore. It used to be. But now we've got so many people moved into the area and so many tourists in there. When school gets out, you can't move up there. Town will make Woodruff look good.
Next Friday. Oh, it's just, you know what? Patrick, it's like that everywhere now. We must be living in a God's country because everyone wants to be here.
It's a beautiful place. Like I said, I've lived here all my life pretty much and born here. But It sure has changed in the time I've been here, too.
Bring all that fancy stuff like indoor plumbing.
The worst for us is, like, getting out of the National Forest up there, Pisgah National Forest. Man, I'll tell you what, you're going to spend an hour waiting in line there at least on a summer day and getting out.
A few years back, we were really into hiking. I just, you know, just to be able to park in one of these places, you had to wait in line. It's crazy.
Birthday party this weekend was at the Greenville Zoo. I went down there, pulled into the parking lot, went around the parking lot twice, pulled back up there to where the little shed was at. Told the wife to get out. Call me when you need me to come pick you up. I went back to the Sphinx, got me a cold drink, sat in the shaded parking lot. Hour away and waited for her to call me and come get her.
Definitely had the better end of that deal.
Just not a good situation to be in for me, so I separated myself from it quickly.
Her uncle while she was there?
Wasn't my family, it was hers.
That was just my joke. Go to the zoo, go to the monkey exhibit, say hi to your uncle.
You could be referring to her family. There is no branches. It's all just a trunk straight up.
You said it. I didn't.
Talking about it, one of our aunts done the Ancestry.com thing and done a study on it. It's pretty funny. There's some... first cousins married in there.
Sister was already married, I guess.
I am getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and we'll catch you all down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, 73 to you. I'm getting close to home, so good timing. And go sell something. Talk to you hopefully tomorrow in 6CLX. I'll be monitoring.